In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On behalf of the parishioners and families of Our Lady of Grace, I wish to extend condolences to Evelyn's family. We assure you of our prayers in this difficult time. It's important periodically that we ask ourselves, in a society that is so marked by hustle and bustle, by so much activity, why is it that we do what we do? Why is it that when one of our own passes from this life to the next, we Christians assemble in solemn prayer? What is it? Why have we come together? What are we here to do? What is the task laid before us? First and foremost, and we must remember this always in our hearts, that we assemble in order to worship God. This entire Mass is about God. We come in order to give him homage, to adore him, to praise him. It's only in that context we can understand the other tasks laid before us. We also assemble in order to exchange stories, comments, hugs, and tears over the beloved who has passed. I'm grateful for the family for the kind words they expressed about Evelyn before Mass to help us understand the woman that she was, the gift and the grace that she was to her family and to the broader community. We come in order to swap those stories, to exchange them, to express our gratitude for knowing Evelyn and for the person that she was in each of our lives. We also come together in order to remind ourselves of the truths of faith. Dear friends, death has been conquered by the Lord Jesus. We worship the risen Christ. St. Paul cries out, O death, where is your sting? For it has been conquered in Jesus Christ. Evelyn, by the workings of God's grace, dwells with the Lord Jesus. We also have that opportunity in Christ to one day dwell in eternity with God. So we come in order to remind ourselves, for sorrow weighs heavy on the heart, and it's easy to forget or to be distracted with our grief. So we remind ourselves of the truths of faith. We worship a risen Christ. Christ has conquered death and has won for us the possibility of eternal life. We have to remind ourselves of those truths. And then we come together in order to offer prayers and supplications. The most powerful things we can do as creatures of God is to stand before this altar as the Lord Jesus represents his sacrifice to the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be united as the baptized in this sacrifice, and to offer our prayers and supplications for Evelyn, that whatever sins she may have had, whatever weaknesses she may have endured, that God, who is a merciful Savior, will also be a merciful judge. And we offer our prayers for Evelyn, that God will grant her eternal repose, that her vacation will be swift, and that the gates of paradise will be open to her soon. So we come in order to offer prayers. Dear friends, be attentive to what we are doing, to worship God, to exchange our stories, to remind ourselves of the truths of faith, and to offer our prayers for Evelyn, that God again might open wide the gates of paradise and grant his servant eternal repose.